producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Every show we kick things off with our pal from Talk Media News, no one better than Ellen Ratner to join us. Ellen, it's all about guns today, executive actions and whatnot being talked about throughout the whole week, and ultimately we'll see the town hall on Thursday. There's been massive reaction to the president and his overhaul, I'll call it. It's not necessarily an overhaul, but about gun control in 2016. What's the buzz in D.C.?
Okay, well, the buzz is that the president is doing an executive order, and there are people like Donald Trump who said over the weekend, hey, I'm going to rescind any executive order, but that was before he thought. Paul Ryan also talked about Congress, and of course, he hadn't seen the executive order yet. But the executive order is very particular, and it doesn't really go against anything that Congress has decided. My guess is the Supreme Court will uphold it. They often uphold executive actions. And there are things like closing the loophole in terms of if you have a corporation, being able to buy a gun through a corporation rather than having to go through a background check. If somebody gets into trouble with the law, and I had a cousin by marriage, I just got notified yesterday that I had a cousin by marriage who in a therapy session threatened his wife. And the therapist called the sheriff. Well, does that kind of thing get reported to federal law enforcement? That's what they're trying to ease the path of. And so I don't see that they're going to get any real objections. There are a lot of people that say, hey, listen, this is not going to prevent people from getting guns. Well, no, but we have laws on the book for murder, too. It doesn't prevent somebody from murdering somebody, but it does slow it down. And I think that's the issue here.
Yeah, one of the things we do know, though, is, as you mentioned already, of course, there's reaction on the Republican side. That makes sense. But the NRA is, before even hearing specifics, they're announcing, look, we're going to go to court. We're going to challenge all these executive orders. But that's what the NRA does, and they have tons of money to do it, right?
They do have a lot of money to do it, and they can do it, and they will do it. But they're going to, background checks, et cetera. I think that the American public, even though Donald Trump says he's going to rescind any executive order if he's president, et cetera, I think the American public is probably going to wind up siding with Obama on this one in the long run once they know the actual facts. It really isn't anything that isn't already sort of in the law.
Yeah. All right. So we'll watch how this all unfolds, obviously, in the next couple of days. The other thing that was kind of interesting is Area 51 in Roswell, New Mexico. I'm sure you completely believe in that. And Hillary Clinton was asked about Roswell, and she kind of just fluffed it off.
Well, I happen to know for an absolute fact that Bill Clinton was pretty obsessed with this issue and sent somebody from his administration to that part of Area 51 that supposedly has those bodies of the aliens from Roswell, New Mexico. They would not let President Clinton's anointed representative into that area.
Ooh.
So what does that tell you? And I absolutely know that 100% for a fact. So, what does that mean? And if Hillary Clinton's president and she wants to get to the bottom of it, well, what is that going to mean?
Yeah, I don't know. And we've got this movie Independence Day, and they do talk about Area 51. So that just fuels it even more that's coming out in the summer. So there you have it. Ellen Ratner, always great to have you on the show. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
All right, so that interesting stuff, what Ellen had to say. I think at the end of that conversation about Area 51, Ellen, who's been in Washington for a very long time, knows lots of Republicans and Democrats. More importantly, she said somebody she knew, and I understood what she meant by that, was certain that this representative sent directly from the president was pushed away. And she's right. What does that tell you? To me, that kind of makes the hair on my arm stand up. So it brings to the question of all the things that we're talking about, thinking of the fact that Area 51 could possibly have aliens, could possibly have some alien bodies. I don't know, just something to throw on the fire as we motor along through this show. Of course, politically speaking, what affects us comes right out of Washington, so you can't be like an ostrich. You can choose to be an ostrich and bury your head in the sand, but it's not going to do you any good. You can't hide from whatever regulations or lack of good lawmaking is that's not happening in D.C. affects you, because it does. It affects all of us, and we've talked about this many, many times. There's a lot of ways to skin this thing, but it's just not being skinned in the right direction, which is why, as Ellen and I have talked about, and so many that have come on this show, Washington insiders, Trump really, really, really has a lot of juice because of the frustrations that people are feeling and looking at him as though he is an outsider, like that he is a complete outsider. It's interesting, too, because Donald Trump, see, on this road to getting elected and the results season, Donald Trump is questioning Cruz's eligibility to run for president. So interesting, because in he's saying, in light of the fact that he's got the Canadian ties, the Texas senator's birth in Canada, he said it's a precarious problem. So he says he's looking into that. Remember, Ted Cruz denounced his Canadian citizenship. He was born in Canada, but was automatically granted American citizenship by birth because his mother was an American. So most legal minds would say it meets the natural-born citizen requirement. The question, though, has never been tested in court. Cruz responded to what Trump had to say on Twitter, because, of course, everything happens in the make-believe 140-character world, with a link to the iconic TV character Fonzie jumping over a shark in the TV show Happy Days. Get it? Jump the shark. So that's what he said. That's my response to his question. I mean, this is the whole thing now. The fact that, remember, Trump first kind of gained the tag as the person who was questioning what was happening in Washington back in 2011 when he questioned Obama's citizenship, suggesting the whole birther thing, that he wasn't born in the United States. So he's gone back and forth on this whole issue of Cruz and citizenship, because this isn't a new topic for Donald Trump. He suggested in 2014 that Cruz's Canadian birthplace could be problematic. But last September, he said, I hear it was checked out by every attorney in every which way, and I understand Ted is in fine shape. Now, if he's threatening Trump's candidacy, it's easy to call that back again. It's easy to go back to that. And I think really that's what's happening. By the way, the United Nations Security Council, this is a breaking story, is going to hold a meeting Wednesday to discuss North Korea's claim that it successfully tested a hydrogen bomb. Wow. There's some big news for you. Were you worried about the big one? The mushroom explosion that you've seen, the threats of that, the whole duck and cover that maybe some of you listening to this show went through, but others of us just heard about. They're saying it was successful, an H-bomb. Whoa! North Korea and the nut that runs with an H-bomb. How scary is that? Stay with us.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Love our kids and care about their prospects, and if we love this country and care about its future, then we can find the courage to vote. We can find the courage to get mobilized and organized. We can find the courage to cut through all the noise and do what a sensible country would do.
The press talking about guns and his executive actions that he wants to take. Congressional Republicans scrambling to try to figure out how they can stop the president's unilateral actions on gun control. And if you think about it, you know, the courts are one option. They're expected to, the Republicans are, to sue to stop the gun control proposals from taking effect. They've done this before in the past, but the legal route would result probably in a huge, drawn-out process, and that happens after Obama's out of office. So several House Republicans are going to introduce legislation to come up with ways to get around the executive actions in the next couple of days. And the Obama conversation during the day kind of went like this. Here's, and you heard just a piece of it there, here's what I'm doing. Here's the reason why I feel this way. And he got teary-eyed. He was very tearful. He talked about the slaughter of the 21st graders, and he's right about that, at Sandy Hook Elementary. It was awful. I remember exactly where I was. I was stunned, shocked, in Connecticut. Then the San Bernardino deal, the people at the movie in Aurora, Colorado. There were a lot of awful things that have happened, and he got very emotional. He pled for urgency for gun control. Pled for it. Said that this is about, I mean, this is the most emotional I've ever seen him. Said that this was about the things that have happened. He said, every time I think about those kids, it gets me mad. So all of us need to demand a Congress brave enough to stand up to the gun lobby's lies. He talked about Martin Luther King as he went through the measures to regulate gun sales and stop illicit purchases, as he called them. He said, we do have to feel a sense of urgency about it. In Dr. King's words, we need to feel the fierce urgency of now because people are dying and the constant excuses for inaction no longer do. And he wept, pushing, urging Americans to pay attention and warned the gun lobby that they cannot be allowed to block government action. Where does this end up? It's a continuation of that conversation. Will the president's agenda get through? The argument, and we know it, and we've heard it our whole lives, it's one of the big three. Gun grabbing or gun safety? Evaporate the guns. Children do not get slaughtered at school. That's what the president's saying. Republicans are saying it's ridiculous, it's an overreach, it's not right. It's wrong, he has it wrong. And that's not what we want to see happen. But what say you? It's we the people, it's our government, he's our president, like it or not. So if you're left of left, right of right, I say this all the time, somewhere in between, what do you say, America? 855-266-5283. 855-266-KATE. Quickly, let's go to Tomas. Hey, Tomas.
Hello, Happy New Year from the Mitten State.
Happy New Year to you.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, as far as the guns, I mean, you know, a couple of years ago, Norway, some guy went over there and killed like 70 kids. And the other, you know, last year, at the end of the year, the Muslims went into France and killed 130 people. They were using guns, you know. And France and Norway have the tightest gun controls on the face of the earth. You know, they make our gun controls look like nothing. But it didn't help them. It didn't stop them at all, you see. So you have to, you know, think about the whole picture and all the facts. And what you have to do is go the other way and show these people that they cannot get away with it. They, over here in Michigan, this is an open carry state, all right? They're not going to try that. They're not going to bring no stuff over here because they don't know who's carrying around here, okay? And in Texas, remember what happened in Texas when those Muslims went out to that little art show? They were making fun of the prophet. They had body armor. They had M16s. They showed up. They were going to slaughter people. And one cop with a Glock, boom, boom, headshot.
Yeah, okay. Traffic cop.
See?
Yeah.
And now what happened in California? You know, two guys that walked into the Christmas party. And they wiped out the whole Christmas party. Muslim.
Yeah, the couple. Yeah.
You know, you think that would have happened in Texas? Maybe in Austin. but let me tell you what. In Texas, somebody would have been shooting back. Same here.
Yeah.
But I want to talk about bread today. I want to talk about when you go to the supermarket, you know, you see that dollar loaf or 99 cent loaf bread, just white plain old bread. And you go over to the other side and you see like the super luxury, you know, brand 18,000 different seeds. seeds, whole wheat, you know, super non-gluten, super healthy bread, and costs like $4 or $5 a loaf.
Yeah.
You know, that loaf of bread, think this guy has made, you know, it's the best bread in the whole world. Somebody buys it and it goes to a nice house. But you know what? One thing that bread doesn't know, it's going to be toast. Just like the rest of it.
It's going to be toast. Tomas, we got them lined up like 747, so we got to fly. I get your point. Let's go to Tom in Baltimore. Hey, Tom.
Hi, Miss Delaney. Well, here's what I think. How are you doing tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
Not bad. Happy New Year to you.
You too.
Thank you. Here's what I think. I think that we Americans, especially those of us who are our age, have had careers and have learned a lot and do our best as Americans. I think we do a pretty fine job. I think we need to do better, and I think we need a president to educate us and to remind us what terrible ancestors we had during the Crusades and what terrible ways we have, especially as white folk, when it comes to dealing with other people. And let me throw in black Americans as well, because they're just as bad. Let's face it, they're not Muslim people, and they're going to judge Muslim people just like the white people will.
Mm-hmm.
And we need our president to educate us like a good father would. Now, of course, I'm being sarcastic. But, you know, he just, you can tell whenever he speaks that he's just delivering one backhanded sleight of hand insult and slap in the face to every American with every sentence almost that comes out of his mouth. And I don't buy the crocodile tears and his wishing for a safer America. You know, he's taking credit for himself. And really what he's saying is, we're a bunch of idiots, all of us black and white Americans who are here and doing just fine, trying to make America a better place as best we could before him. We just were lost, like we were in the desert. And he's going to show us the proper way. Now, I'd like to hear from the listening audience as well as from you if you feel the same way, because I can't wait for him to be gone. It was bad enough with Bush, let me tell you. He was, I think he took a short bus to school, and then we got this guy. I mean, anybody has got to be better.
Tom, you know what? Here's the thing. I know a lot of people that voted for Obama. Second time around, they feel like they got burned. What do you think, America? 855-266-5283. Great convo next with Herb London. Then we're back to you.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Dr. Joel Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor, proven to withstand the force of a battering ram. Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Obviously, we've been talking about Russia and Vladimir Putin, especially with something that just happened a few days ago, really actually into last week. And then, of course, Saudi Arabia and Iran and this massive standoff. And what does it mean for the United States? We've got Herb London with us. He is the president of the London Center for Policy Research. Herb, thanks so much for joining us on America Tonight.
It's my pleasure.
So let's talk about Russia first, because I think a lot of people don't realize what happened. And what happened was the United States for the first time was named, according to Russia, as a national security threat. Wow! That shows you just how awful the relationship is between Russia and the West and how horribly deteriorated it's been. You know, I think of leaders in the past like Ronald Reagan, who would be turning over in his grave to find out where we are now when it comes to Russia. So talk about this document that actually listed the United States as kind of an enemy.
Well, listed as an enemy. Moreover, what has now happened is that Putin has made himself into the hegemon in the Middle East. The United States, with its withdrawal, is no longer a factor in Middle East policy. And in fact, one could even argue that the Russians are now dictating foreign policy to the United States. Let me give you one instance of this. In 2011, when the civil war in Syria began, President Obama said, Assad has got to go. In 2013, when there was incontrovertible evidence about the use of poison gas, Obama said, Assad must go. Now, if you listen to the conversations that are taking place in Vienna, what is Kerry saying? Well, Assad can stay for the foreseeable future. So why is that? Because the Russians have pretty much said to the United States, you've got Assad or ISIS. ISIS or Assad, you make the choice. So now we're on the Assad side. We're, in fact, on the Russian side, the Iranian side. And what we're finding is, this is interesting, because there is no force that's fighting ISIS. We've got forces that are supporting Assad, but who is fighting ISIS? The Peshmerga? Well, they're fighting with World War II vintage weapons, and certainly the United States is not providing the aid that's necessary. The Iraqi army? Well, we've already seen what the Iraqi army is all about. By and large, even with the modest successes they've had recently, this is not a real army. So we're talking about the forces that are arrayed against ISIS not being very serious about dealing with this problem. The Turks are far more interested in preventing a Kurdish state. And, of course, the Russians themselves have only one goal, and that is the maintenance of Assad. So it's a curious kind of development that's taking place with no one really providing the leadership in dealing with ISIS.
Right, and so that means that ISIS can continue to flourish because, let's face it, they have sexy, fabulous ways to recruit. I hate to say it, Herb, but I've seen it. I've seen the propaganda, and they really encourage and hit young people, especially those males that we're talking about, that think that this is all glory and we're there, and they're just going to get better at this recruiting, I think. What do you think?
Well, Kate, look, if you're a misfit and you're 15, 16 years old, you don't have a girlfriend, and you're not doing particularly well in school, and you don't have any future, you read these websites and you see, oh, there's adventure, and I have sex, and I have guns. Now, say that to a typical 15, 16-year-old, sex, guns, and adventure. Well, I mean, that sounds pretty attractive. They're going to give you a concubine as soon as you arrive. And after all, even if you lose your life, you're going to paradise. And the paradise will be even more desirable than what you're facing in this world. So from the standpoint of this kid who has no future, this seems like a very desirable direction for him. And that's one of the reasons why recruitment has taken place and why thousands of young people, young misfits, generally end up with ISIS. Now, they don't realize they're the walking dead. They have no future. They are going to be dead. They're going to be killed. And if they're not killed now, they will be killed very soon. But that's not part of the website. This is not part of the enticement. The enticement is adventure and sex. As I said, for a 15, 16-year-old, this can be very, very compelling.
Absolutely. You said it best, and that's what I saw, same thing. So now what do you make, given what the setup is and what we've just talked about, the Saudis and Iran, Donald Trump running for president comes out today and says, oh, I support the Saudis. What happens here in this juxtaposition of these two powerful countries?
But what happened is, with the execution of al-Nima, is that you have created tension between Iran and the Saudis that could have significant reverberations across the Middle East. And let me explain why. The eastern part of Saudi Arabia, where the oil fields are located, is Shia territory, notwithstanding the fact that Saudi Arabia is a Sunni nation. Now, one of the arguments that's made by the Iranians is, we need ethnic unification. We want to unite the Shia of our nation with the Shia of Saudi Arabia. Why? Imagine this scenario where the oil fields of Saudi Arabia come within Iranian grasp, as well as the oil fields in Iraq and the oil fields in Iran. That's 70% of the world's oil supply. The Russians would be thrilled because they've got their arrangement with Iran. And what you now have is oil prices not at $38 a barrel, but at $150 a barrel, which is, of course, the kind of hard currency that Putin needs to sustain his economy, and precisely what the Iranians need in order to bring themselves up to a level where they can sustain their arrangement with the population. So, again, you know, it's very, very interesting to see how things are unfolding, but the role of Saudi Arabia is critical, and you can also see that Saudi Arabia is in a fragile position. King Salman is suffering from dementia. If you were to just open the curtain, you would see that the next generation is already competing for leadership in the future. And they're going to kill one another off if necessary. But there's going to be a war that's taking place just below the surface. You've got the rise of secular influences, and you've got the rise of ISIS within Saudi Arabia. You also have a border dispute because Yemen is going to be controlled by the Houthi that is led by the Iranian Revolutionary Guard. So you've got problems on the south. You've got problems on the east with the oil fields and the Iranian desire for ethnic unification. And you have internal problems of the kind that I've described. Well, this is a fractured nation. If I had to make some wager on the future, I would say we're going to see a very different Saudi Arabia in the next year or two.
Yeah. We're speaking with Herb London. He is the president of the London Center for Policy Research here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Herb, having said all that, and we look at what we're in the middle of this now, what I call the results season, because we get into the primaries, in your opinion, as we deal with some very serious issues that will have massive effects to all of us here in the United States, even what you just said there, can you imagine if Russia gets its wish and we're talking about a barrel of oil being 150 a barrel? That's crazy. So that would have implications here in the United States. Who is the best person to lead the nation, or do we really know?
I don't think we know. And again, there's a lot that happens during the course of a campaign that's very different from the governance position that one is in when you move into 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. There's a lot that can be said during the course of a campaign. There are a lot of silly things that are said. There are a lot of bombastic claims that are made. But when you're dealing with the constraints of reality, the world is very different when you enter the presidency. So a campaign is not quite the same as a governance position. And it's very important for people to understand that. How do you make a judgment? It's very difficult to say. All I can tell you is that a debate format is not the ideal way to determine who's going to be a best president. Because the debate, if it's merely a debate, then the winner of the Oxford Debating Society should be the next president of the United States. I mean, yep. It's kind of silly to think that because of debating skill, then that person is necessarily the one who should be the leader of the country. I mean, there are a number of interesting Republicans. Would they be in a position of leading the country effectively? It's very hard to say. In the case of Mr. Trump, he's getting all of the airtime. He's taking the oxygen out of the campaign. Could he provide the leadership that's necessary? Based on some of the outrageous things that he said, I'm doubtful. But again, there's no question he is the manifestation of the anger that exists in the country, the belief that Washington can't accomplish anything, the belief that even when the Republicans have control of both houses, they're not in a position of bringing about the kind of change that people want. So I understand the Trump phenomenon. Is he in a position to provide the leadership? Very hard to say. Again, you know, I'm not thrilled about some of the comments that have been made that are patently absurd. But on the other hand, you know, it's very difficult to know how things are going to unfold in this primary season. And if Cruz wins in Iowa, as I believe he will, and again, you have someone like Trump who wins in New Hampshire, then it's an open race. Then a lot of things can happen in the next primary in South Carolina. So it's very difficult to know how things are going to shake out. And it's very difficult for me to answer the question, who is the best of these candidates in providing the leadership that's necessary? The one thing that I can tell you is it's going to be very difficult for the successor to Obama to reverse some of the things that have been put in place. There's a loss of confidence on the world stage. There's a belief that the United States is not the nation it once was. There is the belief all through the Middle East that you cannot count on the United States. And I'll give you one illustration without taking up too much of your time. Late night Egyptian TV, there's a character like Jay Leno or one of these late night talk show hosts. And he says to his audience, oh, ladies and gentlemen, we have the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt that wants to kill our president. We have internal problems of an extraordinary variety. We are fighting a war in the Sinai. We have ISIS that wants to kill us and destroy our society. And we have Al-Qaeda that wants to kill us and destroy our society. But the president of the United States has an answer for it. He has a solution. It's called climate change. And they start to laugh. Now, it's amazing to me that the president of the United States has become a laugh line. I consider it humiliating as an American. But yeah. This is a view that is widely held throughout the Middle East. And people do not understand the difficulty that you have in trying to reestablish ties to countries that once counted on us.
Yep.
The consequence of that is that it's going to be very difficult to reverse the trend lines that have been put in place by Obama. So no matter who the next president is, he's got a formidable task before him, or she has a formidable task before her.
Yep, no kidding. Great stuff. Herb London, thank you so much. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you again soon.
Look forward to it. All the best.
Complain. complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
It gets me mad. And by the way, it happens on the streets of Chicago every day.
President Obama is sick of this crap, and he's not going to take it anymore. And people are dying, including babies. And as you heard, he said, in Chicago, it happens in Chicago as well. He cried in front of the microphones. I haven't seen that before, where it was definitely obvious that he was shaken. But will his pleas for his executive actions, and he can do them, will they really hold up? I think there's going to be mega challenges in this direction. You know how I feel about the situation with guns in this country, because of the massive amount of information that I've gotten over the years from people of all walks of life, but including CIA, FBI, so many others, including even Secret Service, on guns, terrorists, some of the claims that are made, targets, all of that. Ultimately, what does it all mean when you push it out there in the U.S.? Other countries say we're barbaric in Europe because We have loosey-goosey gun laws. In reality, our gun laws are all over the map. Every state is different. Concealed and carry, open carry, no carry, you know, depends on where you live. 855-266-5283. And, by the way, let me throw this curveball at you if you haven't heard. I mentioned this at the top. But North Korea is claiming we dumped a bomb. We did an H-bomb, a hydrogen bomb test, and it was miniaturized. Kim Jong-un is boasting that the weapon has been developed and it's rocking. Is this a bunch of gobbledygook from Dr. Evil, or is there something more to what he's saying here? Dan in Texas, thanks for hanging through. How are you? Dan. Oh, maybe he didn't hang through. There he is.
Had to put my headphones down.
No worries.
Nietzsche said, out of chaos will come order, so tell Mr. London not to worry about it. And dittos out to Tomas and Tom. They're both right. And the toast will be toast.
That's an easy way to say it, isn't it? That's all, yeah. Like a that's like a Yogi Berra-ism. I love it.
We're all bread. We'll all be toast in the end. Okay. Now, about this illegal alien named Barack Obama that came over here from Mombasa, Kenya, and was smuggled into the country, and that phony fake birth certificate that he showed Donald Trump and all them. Supposedly, he was born there in 1961, but they didn't change the name of that hospital till 1963, and his name is on there from 1961, supposedly. No way. It's a phony birth certificate. Obama is an illegal alien from Mombasa, Kenya, that was smuggled into this country. I'm telling you the truth on this. He's illegally as our president. He shouldn't even have got the first job. He should have been thrown out of the country to begin with and sent back to Kenya because he's illegally here. And his mother was married to a guy that was already married, so that was a sham marriage to start with. He's a bastard. Pardon my French. But did you notice how he wiped his finger across his eye with the same finger we give you the salute saying, screw you? Okay? I'm telling you. This guy is scum, and he uses every ploy he can, and that little tear-jerking routine he pulled out there was just plain playing to the audience. It was sick. And he had all of the reporters in there doing the, oh, we love you, Obama. My God, that made me sick. These people are just kiss-asses. Pardon my French.
Dan is fully loaded. Fully loaded tonight.
I'm telling you, Kate, if this man really wants to do something about guns, answer for the Fast and Furious situation that he perpetrated against the people of the United States of America and got so many Mexicans killed down there in Mexico. He hasn't answered for that once. Congress needs to hold his feet to the fire on that. And I swear, the man needs to be impeached. He has done treasonous act after treasonous act, and I cannot stand that scum sucker. I'll be so glad when he's out of office. Well, that's about enough out of me. The rest of the world can come on now.
Oh, Dan in a name-calling mood tonight, on fire. And, you know, here's the thing. I don't agree with all of what Dan has said. I do agree on the guns. However, I do agree that this is not going to solve the problem, because if you look at many of the situations, the guns were there anyway, right? And when we talk about somebody who's damaged, somebody who is cut loose from a gig and a job and is frantic and has mental health issues that are off the charts, how are we finding those people? What are we doing to treat them? That's the other thing that keeps getting talked about, but I don't see how that how you can specifically target and know, oh, well, that person is off, is taking however many Zolofts or whatever a day. I mean, that's such a weird, slippery slope. I get it. It's sad. It's awful. And when you have the situation like you have with James Holmes in the movie theater, it's just dead wrong. I mean, the insanity plea for real or the insanity plea for pretend to get somebody off. I mean, there's so many different angles. There is no one simple answer to the various shootings that we've seen. We know that. To me, what upsets me more than anything is the victims. Is let's not forget the victims in all of this. Now, as far as the president is concerned, has he done things that I think are wrong? Has he done things that I think have not helped the U.S.? Look at the Middle East policies. Look at some of what has happened and slipped by the wayside here at home. Look what's happened to the middle class, even though we pretend we have a middle class. I get it. Do I believe that he comes from a very, very liberal place and background and that the tears were real? I mean, I have to say, I do think it was real. I think I don't think he was necessarily playing to the audience. I think he has done that, absolutely. Like when he had families that were there in the Rose Garden with him when they thought they were going to get a gun measure. It was the AK-47 deal. When that happened and he had the family of the Connecticut kids around him, you know, that was some theater that was, I guess, I'm sure, designed by the people around him. I don't necessarily think this was theater when he was crying, when there was tears and he wiped the tears. But the bottom line is, no matter what, heartfelt, not a setup, etc., whatever, this isn't going to wash anyway because it will be challenged and challenged and challenged. The gun lobby absolutely has a ton of lawyers on their own, but Congress not passing a law, not being on board with this, filing a lawsuit would be the number one thing we would see. So what gets through, what doesn't get through, what makes sense, what doesn't make sense, if there's anything in what's being discussed, then perhaps there is some common ground there. But the ultimate problem is it goes back to the same thing. When you're looking at 63,000 gun checks a day, that tells you something. People are worried. People want to defend themselves. People are concerned about what's happening. And they're not all for nefarious reasons. Of course not. The bad guys want to get you. The bad guys are going to get you. We know that, right? And that therein lies the problem. If you want to look at what happened in Connecticut, he still had access to guns legally because of his mother growing up around guns, shooting, going to gun ranges. That would not have changed. The argument continues. You can send me your thoughts. AmericaTonight.net. Thanks for listening.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.